Hi, I'm Laura Ott, and along with my dad Otto, we're the hosts of the Feel Good Hairdressing podcast. We are from Hair Ott, a family-run group of hairdressing salons and training academy based in the south of England. Our podcast is here to be your virtual salon companion. In it, we will be sharing our knowledge and experience to support you in this amazing industry. We will also be sharing our downfalls and mistakes in the hope that you avoid making them. Join us as we explore the world of the hairdressing team, giving you a behind-the-scenes look at the magic that happens beyond the chair. So, whether you're a seasoned hairdresser, salon owner, or new to the industry, this podcast is your VIP pass to the heart of the salon. Welcome to the final podcast of the series. This episode is actually a special bonus episode where we're going to talk about clients and all things client experience. Many of our clients have been coming to us for many years, and we affectionately call them the Hotties. The name was inspired by a Radio 2 breakfast show presenter called Terry Wogan, who called his listeners TOGs, an abbreviation of Terry's old geezers. So, using the same principle as TOGs, we took the H from hair, the Ott from Ott, and added an IES, and that became our Hotties. Before we started recording, Otto and I were talking about our client experience, and one of the things we were discussing was the word customer service. I personally don't like the term, but I'm going to hand over to Otto to explain more about that. Okay, so this is our final episode. It's our bonus episode of the Feel Good Hairdressing series. And today we're going to be talking all things clients. We have many clients that have been coming to us for many years, so it's really important to us that they feel part of the whole Hair Ott experience. Let's crack on with it now. Myself and Otto, before we start any podcast, we always have a chat beforehand. And one of the things that we've just been talking about is the dislike of the word customer service. But I'm going to hand over to Otto to explain more about that.
Okay, now, what me said about Terry Wogan, now me actually really go further. A really great fan to be of Taylor Swift, and she calls being the Swifties.
You're so modern.
Yeah, so modern. So again, it actually is a history of the Hottie and the Swiftie, and it is really a name of the respect, of
appreciation,
and of love. To be, if without our Hottie, we couldn't do it. So we're grateful for all the Hotties, for all the years, for the Hottie past and the Hottie for the future, to be our Hotties.
Yeah.
So now, going back now, I just wanted to really get to be like, to explain like it is for the Hotties. Okay, now customer service. Customer service seems maybe a little bit dated. We're highly professional, and it is, yes, it is a service industry, but I think it is more of an equal industry.
Did you say equal industry?
Equal. Say we are highly talented and we have tremendous technical knowledge about the cutting, about the color, about the communication. And really, I would like to say it's a client experience.
Yeah.
What the client experience is, to start off, it is trust.
Yeah.
You have to get the client's trust.
So what you're really saying is, it's not about customer service, that's dated. We don't service, it's about client experience.
Yeah.
And it starts with trust.
Yeah. If the client comes in, the first minute, it should be as a professional experience.
Because as we know, we walk into a hairdresser's every day. So for us, it's perfectly natural. For a client, it can be quite a scary experience. And we can forget that sometimes, can't we?
I think you're quite true. I think to the percentage is probably about 40-50%. They feel the day before they have anxiety.
Really?
Yeah. This is quite often you hear the client saying it is worse than the dentist.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is this, they don't think the dentist is unprofessional.
No.
But it is really the maybe considering the pain. But the worry is made us, you could be unprofessional.
Yeah.
You could cut the hair too short. You could the worst color. There's tremendous things what could go wrong on a hairdresser. And so they need to feel to be involved and cuddled of professionalism.
Cuddled with professionalism.
Yeah, this sounds actually good. You know, it's cuddled with professionalism. You want to...
I'm writing that down. So cuddled with professionalism.
Yeah.
It's about caring for the client, isn't
it? Caring for the client. And truthful caring for the client.
Yeah.
Sometimes the consultation or something probably is not really maybe up to standard. But if you're truthful, if you care about the client, she will forgive you.
Yeah.
Even if you a really good haircut, a good color, if you don't care about the client, she will not come back.
No.
The client can't sense it.
Yeah.
You know, you care about her.
Yeah.
And this is really the most important thing.
Yeah.
So how do you care about her? And things, be prepared.
Yeah.
Definitely be prepared. If it is a regular client, you're thinking about what you can recommend it. You think about if she has any wedding or any holidays. Or you should know about this.
So the thing we're really talking about is about, it's a building a relationship, isn't it?
It's a building a relationship. A building a caring relationship. This is the most important thing.
Yeah. So you be prepared is like one of the aspects. What else is important?
The other thing is this. Sometimes most of the salons are teams.
Yeah.
So really discuss sometimes the client, what you had to do. Maybe you could do something new. I don't like the word changes.
Oh, okay.
Nobody likes change.
No.
You want something new. And sometimes you get style blocks, you get color blocks, you can't find the way forwards anymore. It is, if you do a client's maybe 2-3 years, or maybe the last 3 cuts, this is maybe a blockage.
Yeah.
So maybe I say as a...
So when you say block, you mean like you can't think of something new, or different?
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. Ask your colleagues to help you.
Yeah.
See, maybe she finds, or her or she gives us completely different idea, but then you it clicks something to you.
Yeah.
And this is caring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like the client comes in, what you want today.
Yeah.
And it's bloody awful.
Yeah.
You know. So it's really caring, and you find it much more interesting.
Yeah.
To give a tremendous client experience, it makes you grow.
Yeah.
Every time, if you do something new, you grow.
Yeah.
You know, you grow a little bit as a person. You grow a little bit as a hair designer. You grow a little bit as a colorist.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do this 5-6 times a day.
Yeah.
You grow substantial.
Yeah.
And this is the enjoyment.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't... It makes it actually much better to communicate and to create magic moments.
Yeah.
And you see, this is fantastic to find what the client wanted to achieve, and the outcome, she will be able to manage it at home, she'll be able to have the confidence, And this, the client feel noted, you be understand and connected, the client feel special, and this is a magic moment.
Yeah.
This is not only a moment for the client.
Yeah.
You have to understand what we're doing is for the soul. It's for the soul for the clients.
Yeah.
And for the soul for you. And this is magic moment of connecting. This is really the miracle, small miracles. This is the miracle what achieve. And if you achieve this maybe 5, 6, 7 times a day, you feel fantastic.
It sounds amazing.
You will have a huge income.
Yeah.
The thing is what it actually, you will be recommended.
Yeah.
Magic moment doesn't happen very much.
Yeah.
So you will be recommended. You will increase your client base.
Yeah.
And you will create the magic moment for the self, for the holidays, for the mortgage you can pay,
yeah,
to buy a flat, to buy a house, and live in abundance.
Yeah.
Don't live. I find it frustrating. People say, oh, hairdressing are poor.
Mm.
But don't do what poor hairdressers are doing. What do successful hairdressing, what successful hairdressers are doing? Don't be poor.
Yeah.
And what you do, if do what poor hairdressers do, if you do this, or want to do successful hairdresser do this.
Yeah.
It's a responsibility. We're talking about management to really point this out. Yeah. Be successful. Dream.
Dream.
Dream of, this is now about, not about the client anymore, about the designers.
Yeah.
Be better. Every day win. And you have a client base. And as I say, you be successful. And it makes it much easier to go to work.
Yeah.
You drive a nice car to work. You be able to go on holiday. And you will much, much better. It actually grows the client experience. You want to create more magic. You want to create the magic all over.
Yeah. So going back to the magic moments then, it is the whole team's responsibility though as well to make sure that the client has the magic moments throughout her salon experience. And even saying that from a marketing perspective, not just when they're in the salon, but when they're out the salon as well, so it reinforces that idea of the values that they have around you anyway.
It is the value, it will, if it is an average experience.
Yeah.
Yes, you maybe have a good haircut, you maybe have a good colour. The clients won't talk about you.
No.
Yeah. See, I always thinking, is it like a restaurant? You go to a restaurant, and you talk about with your friends, oh, what restaurants me want to go to? And you can't remember any.
No.
So it was all average. You didn't have a bad experience.
No.
But you had an average experience.
Yeah.
Everything's be surrounded in average.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, there was a conversation last night at a meeting, and it was about, like, nearly everybody was agreeing about how bad, I know we don't like the word, but how bad customer service seems to be now. But I don't think it's bad in the sense that it's, negative, but bad in the sense that it doesn't make the person feel special anymore.
It's average.
Yeah.
The customer service is average.
Yeah, and that was across all industries.
Yeah, and the thing is this, it's not good for the hairdresser.
No.
It goes down.
Mm.
So it's a downward spiral. Yeah. It doesn't lift us.
Yeah.
You want magic moment. Don't want average moment.
No, completely.
This is for the soul of the hairdressers.
Yeah.
You want to be creative.
Yeah.
Sometimes, why did you go into hairdressing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to sit outside in the staff room?
Mm.
You want to be creative. You want to have a future. You want to have everything.
Yeah.
There's, you know, there's no restriction on your life. Mm. You want to have everything.
So we've got a client, they're walking into the salon. So for us, if we think about the magic moments, it's the little things that the whole team can do to make the client feel cuddled with professionalism. So the client walks in, and one of the things that we insist on is that the receptionist steps away from the desk and they actually greet the client face to face rather than standing behind a desk and, you know, knowing that now about the anxiety and have a receptionist scanning the computer for your name. So it makes them feel welcome straight away.
You know what is a little bit of a magic moment is everybody smiles at the client.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be big, does it?
It doesn't have to be big.
And it's usually the little things that make
the
difference.
This is the little things that make the difference. You smile.
Yeah.
Not don't only smile on your clients, you smile on everybody's clients.
Yeah.
Say, now you bring the clients through. And everybody says a smile.
Yeah.
And this is wonderful.
Yeah.
It really, the anxiety, you disperse with the anxieties.
Yeah.
You feel the warmth and you feel the care.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes some of the hairdressers are very busy. Some of the hairdressers are quieter. Now, doesn't matter what who it is. Make sure you find a chairs with maybe some hair, or maybe the teacups and things like this be left, tidy it up.
Yeah, definitely.
So we can get a client to a clean chair.
Yeah.
This is very much important. So move the client to the chair. The next thing is introduce yourself.
Definitely. Especially if every new client should have an introduction from the receptionist.
Yeah. There's, we always say we would like to see where the toilet is.
Yes.
You don't know what the client feels.
No.
You don't know, you know, the anxiety level is. And sometimes I say, ask, would you like to have a coffee or anything like this? Or I don't know where the toilets are.
Yeah.
So it helps.
Yeah. Does it go from what you always say about it starts the client to be relaxed, and that's very important for the appointment, is being relaxed.
Yeah, it is. You will get much more information.
Yeah.
So if you find the client is relaxed, they will trust of you.
Yeah.
See, an unrelaxed client, and where it's tense, and where the welcome was awful, she wants to get out as soon as possible.
Yeah. Or she doesn't even want to be there.
So if they don't walk out, then what you really will get, I won't have the ends trimmed. Trim the ends.
Oh, trim the ends.
So there won't be anything, just want to trim the ends.
Yeah.
She will really see how fast she can get out.
Yeah.
So if you have a lots of ends trimmed, you probably not cut out to be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
You haven't got the warmth, you haven't got the professionalism.
Yeah. Say if there has been a bad welcome, can a hairdresser rescue that bad welcome and turn it into a fantastic experience?
Yeah. As a designer, she has to maybe do a handshake.
Yeah.
It's the handshake, it's a trust. I always say it's an equalizer.
Yeah.
Lots of our team members look quite young. Now, really the most highest spending is probably in the 35 on all the age group, 80 and over.
Our highest spending clients.
Our highest spending clients. Now, the designers of the age group, maybe they look like their granddaughter.
Yeah.
So they could be very professional. They have a tremendous amount of knowledge. But if you're slightly older, you get a doctor. He looks 12 or 14. You maybe have a slight trust issue.
Yeah.
But the doctor and the professional will give you a handshake.
Yeah.
And now this is the equalizer. You have a handshake.
Yeah.
Now it gets a little bit trust back.
Yeah.
The other thing is this, when you start off, you don't touch the hair.
No.
Worst thing, You don't want anybody to touch your hair. Get off.
Yeah.
It will be maybe a little bit distraction. You ask your client, maybe you have a nice jewelry, you have nice glasses, and ask them client something about this. Give them a client a compliment.
Yeah.
And then you can start off the consultation.
Yeah.
Now, really, we wanted to have listen. You have to find out what the client really wants. The client doesn't know what she really wants. And you have to help her. I always think the client sometimes think of the hairdresser. We know what the client wants. Don't you have this artistic things? Oh, you have to know what the client wants. But it is not really like this. You have to find out. It is, in a way, guests or clients don't realize is how difficult it is to get the right haircut, the right, be able to manage it. And so how many things could go wrong?
Yeah.
You know, it could be not only, you can have a brilliant haircut, but as I say, you could be a tidy person, you could be an untidy person. So you have a really tidy haircut and an untidy person, it won't work.
Yeah.
And the same as again, you know, the client thinks, oh, wow, I would like to have a really different, messy, fashionable haircut, but she's a tidy person.
Yeah.
So you have to find it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes she hasn't got the ability to manage the hair at home.
Yeah.
You know, it is, I always say, if you live at home and you don't need to do anything, your mum makes everything and your parents do everything, they care. You only just get, you go up in the morning, your breakfast get done, and you have time. You can really look after your hair.
Yeah.
But if you have 5 children,
yeah,
you haven't got enough time.
No.
So we really have to find out all this. Have you got the products?
Yeah.
Have you got the electrical equipment? It's a lot, really, to ask.
So what you're saying is, with these magic moments, so that a magic moment of the consultation is finding out what the client's needs are,
yeah,
so tidy, time, and what their expectations,
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
But what you were saying at the beginning, sometimes the client thinks that you're going to automatically know exactly what they want.
Perfect, that's what I couldn't say better, yeah.
Yeah, and but that's why the consultation is, yeah, so important. Yeah. And it's that magic moment that hopefully will create...
connected, yeah.
Yeah, and build a relationship.
Yeah, build a relationship. You know... You can say you've now, then you will have, you say, if you have a client with 5 children and she's expecting the next one,
yes,
you will probably have an easy haircut.
Yeah.
Or the client will get married. You maybe let the hair grow longer. You're preparing it for the color, or the client will go on holiday. So the connection is really, really important.
Just to jump in on that. Yeah. So what you're really saying is that what you've got to see is the whole person.
Yeah.
And you've got to be prepared, yeah, to see that whole person, not just the head of hair that they have.
I think, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is really, you don't see a head of hair, you see the person, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you create magic.
Yeah, and build a long-term relationship.
And build a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
You can maybe... At least you should plan 3 months in advance.
Yeah.
Not even just, now it's a holiday time, so you can work it with the holidays.
Yeah.
I think we always should say, it is, when you go in the cinema, I always like the trailers.
Yeah.
So you can give your client a trailer before the next appointment.
Yeah.
You can tell the client, oh, we're going for the holidays, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. For the wedding, we let the hair grow longer, or have it shorter, and we do different colors. Or maybe even for the haircut, you know what? Next time I will cut it shorter, or maybe,
yeah,
we let it grow longer again. Make actually sure a client looks forward for the next haircut.
Yeah, so they look forward to seeing you.
Seeing you, yeah.
Yeah.
when the client comes back, gets longer and longer. It normally was every week. So you did the shampoo and set, every week the client came in.
Yeah.
Then we did have cut and blow dries, precision cuts. You have to maybe really between them 4 and 6 weeks.
So you're talking like the 60s, 70s?
Not even more.
Yeah.
So you have, with any precision cuts, whatever the time is, the client has to come back.
Yeah.
But now the clients come back maybe 10, 12 weeks.
Yeah.
You maybe get them 3 times or 4 times of a year.
Yeah.
So you really have to rein this in and build the trailer up.
Yeah.
So you get them maybe every 6 and 8 weeks to come in.
Yeah.
And this is, but the client should enjoy it.
Yes.
And the client should find a need why she should come back.
Yeah.
The only person this can do, you explain what you will do next time.
Yeah.
Now, actually, this was actually the ending when the client leaves. It is actually now with the trailers, it was the end.
Yeah.
But it should be now more from the beginning again.
Yeah.
Now, if we did a really good consultation,
yeah,
we know what the client will to achieve, and we listen to the client. Now, the next thing is, it should be a wonderful experience with the shampoo.
Yes.
With the head massage.
Yeah. So our shampoos and head massage are usually done by our apprentices.
Yeah.
And a lot, most of the clients, the favourite part of their salon experience is the backwash.
Yeah.
Often done by the most inexperienced team members.
Yeah.
So how can you make sure that there's a magic moment for the client at the backwash?
I think much more education. It is really the importance of the assistants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always try to, you know, you see the stylist, but really the assistants is, we're all equal now.
Mm.
So I don't call them juniors or anything like this. We call them assistants, and the assistants are very important.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and I think we committed the same crime, we don't spend enough time of the education of the assistants.
Yeah.
And we don't check it enough.
Yeah.
We really should ask every client, what's the experience behind the wash basin? What do you expect?
Yeah.
And then we can correct it. We can give more education. The thing is this, most of our assistants, they want to be involved.
They do.
This is really, really want to be involved.
Yeah.
So it is very important to involve them. So teach them a really good shampoo.
Yeah.
And this is, they will get tip.
Yes. Yeah, and of course they get tip. The two cocktail rule.
Yeah, the two cocktail rule. You should have enough tip. You buy yourself 2 cocktails every day.
But the cocktails
But the cocktails are very expensive. So you sometimes you can collect them. You maybe drink 5 or 6 in the Saturday. But the 2 cocktail rule is you should make enough tips to get 2 cocktails.
Yeah.
Tips or not tips, this is another conversation. But I think it is always nice and it excites assistants, you'll be able to buy 2 cocktails.
Yeah.
And this is really the education, and we really have to put the effort in to the assistants.
With the assistants and the backwash, don't you agree that it's really important that the hairdressers have their hair washed by the assistants as well?
Yes.
So they can understand, so they can see how it feels.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a part of it being involved.
Yeah.
And the assistants to have their hair washed by the hairdressers so they can know how it feels.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So actually, I think I will put a new training program in with the assistants and the hairdressers.
Yeah.
Well, in things like this, some people want some different experience.
Yeah.
So I tell you something about my experience. I think my shampoos are brilliant.
I would agree with that.
Yes, but
yeah,
I shampooed a lady and she said this was, and this is the truth,
yeah,
it was the most terrible shampoo she ever had.
Really?
It was too hot.
Oh, yeah.
It was too hard.
So did you not ask the oral impressive question?
I did not ask. See, the thing is this,
yeah.
The pompousness,
yeah.
I thought I was invincible.
Oh, yeah.
And every shampoo, all the clients want the same experience.
Yeah. But they don't, do they?
They don't.
So the all-important question is, do you prefer a firm...
A firm, or ask the client what she would like the experience to be.
Yeah, the pressure of the massage.
That I think sometimes we make the most mistakes. If I always think this is my mistakes. You do maybe 4, 5, 6 brilliant haircuts.
Yeah.
Then a client comes in and we do your enthusiasm with... Yeah, you're really the overpowering thing is you talk the client in.
Yeah.
You mean well.
You talk them into the haircut.
You talk them into the haircut. You really mean well. You want, wow, it could suit the client and things like this. And the client didn't want this.
No.
So you got to ask. You got to ask. You got to find out what the... And you have to listen.
Yeah.
Don't get your pompousness...
Get in the way.
Get in the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is really... Now, the other things like this. So we have the shampoo experience. We have the... We cut the hair. We start off cutting the hair. There is a controversial now. You should talk to the clients or you should not talk to the clients. I always find this. I think we mentioned about the client should not know more about you than about... You know about the clients.
Yeah.
So we covered all this.
Yeah, you said you should always know more about the client than the client knows about you.
Yeah, this is the service what we provide.
Yeah. Experience.
It's the experience. And also, yeah, this is the experience we provide. Now, what you can fill out the time with this, you can explain the technique and don't always, with every sectioning, do you don't need to explain it? But sometimes if we do an undercut, if we do change the style, we really have to explain it. The thing is this, if she maybe by any other time, she goes to an understylist and, oh, the stylist say, oh, this bit, why did you cut short here and cut long there? And it's maybe uneven. It is, you explain the cut, why do you did it?
Yeah.
So it is very, very important.
Yeah.
So you will explain why you did it. And the next hairdresser cannot say you did the wrong haircut.
No.
So it really works. But it needs, the client has to know about your technical knowledge,
yeah.
How it falls and how, and then again, it how will grow out.
Yeah.
Say, whatever style you did, the French, you know, maybe have the French, you say maybe it lasts you 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe then come in, maybe have a French trim,
yeah.
You know, to complementary French trim. But then you have to say to the client, in 6 weeks, the cut will grow out.
Yes.
You have to book yourself in for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Rebooking has to be done in the chair.
And this is where you can work really well with your receptionist.
Yeah.
If you have a receptionist in the salon, you know, the receptionist could come out. I mean... Yeah. The receptionist could come over and sort out those appointments for you and your client while they're still in the chair.
I will actually go a bit now further.
Yeah.
And then this is not finished. The thing is, once the client is finished and stands on the reception, she loves the haircut, but she wants to go see the friends and she has an appointment.
Yeah.
And she really hasn't got time.
No.
She wants to go out.
Yeah.
So the rebooking happens in the chair.
Yeah.
The products you need, I always think the clients, the receptionist, when they ask, oh, do you need any products? It's too late.
Yeah.
It should be done in the chair.
Yeah. The hairdresser should be doing it.
The hairdresser has to say what the products you need.
Yeah.
We don't want any selling. We don't do any selling. But you need the products to replicate it, the style.
Yeah.
The thing is this, what I always find ridiculous, oh, the hairdressers put the mousse and put the gel and then put the spray and then put the wax. And wow, it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
But the client won't know about this.
No, completely.
The client, if the client hasn't got any wax or the mousse and what the stuff you put on,
yeah,
the client won't get the hairstyle for yourself.
It's something that our colleagues in the beauty industry do so well.
Yeah.
And I never, and it's where, beauticians do it brilliantly, don't they? In the terms of identifying your skin problems and then recommending the products that you need to solve it.
Yeah.
And, but for us in the hairdressing industry, it seems, it still seems to be a bit of a...
It's a carelessness. And I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Okay, I want it done brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you go out, never mind, it's not my problem.
No. But, so when you did the training yesterday, we're talking about retail, and I really like the idea that at the consultation, you introduced to the client, would you like me to recommend the best products for your hair?
Yeah, but you have to go a step further if you use the product. Now, if you do a haircut where you need the products, you have to ask the lady, have you got the product at home?
Yeah.
Or would you like to buy the products? If the lady doesn't say yes, you can't do the haircut.
No.
You have to redo the haircut of... You don't need any products.
Yeah.
This is respect. Yeah. You don't missell anything like this.
Yeah.
So now, the really question is, you will accept the technical aspect for the haircut and you will explain how to use the product. First, what product?
Yeah.
Now, what areas get the haircut, what you should use it, and when the haircut, and how you do the blow dry.
Yeah.
You recommend all this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a miss sale.
Mm.
So I find I can get very passionate about it. Yes, you do a brilliant haircut, but then you put all the products on them, and the client doesn't want products.
No.
You never see the client.
No, no, because however good it looks now.
Oh, look, oh, good, look, this. It makes it even worse.
Yeah.
You think fantastic, and then go up, and you can't do it at all.
No, completely. Well, wasn't it? I'm having some kind of flashback to when going into the salon, and was this at like a day when you took all the products off the shelf? Do I remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yes, actually, this is a really good experience.
Was that long ago? Yeah. Do I remember that? Like all the products.
No products.
If your client doesn't need them, then you don't need them.
Yeah, you don't need them. And actually, this makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah, this really makes sense. So now, as I say, we have to explain the products. You could do really, we used to do this in olden days.
Olden days,
put the products on the client's hand and get him to put the products on himself.
Yeah.
It's interaction. You care. I think always a Chinese proverb says, if you involve the client, the client comes back.
Yeah.
You know, you teach them. And as I say, it's a question of caring. You want the client to be able to reproduce the hair at home.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you know, if the good thing is, if you say a car walks in the car showroom, you can driving, and you take the home, the car doesn't work at home, I say pissed off, but it probably will be cut. Yeah. It's wrong, isn't it?
Mm.
And so you have to explain what you do. And then we had this before, we talk about the reels, what you would like to do next. And this really is a client experience.
Yeah.
Involve the clients, otherwise a lot of stylists or things like this, and it happens in my salon too, they talk about themselves.
Yeah.
So to fill out the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is wrong.
Yeah. So our rebooking rate currently is about 70%.
Yeah.
And what we really want to do is we want to get those clients rebooked in before they leave.
Yeah, before they leave.
We actually had a complaint from a client once because they weren't asked if they would like to make their next appointment and they felt as if they wouldn't be welcomed.
This is actually a really bad thing. Some time ago, actually, it got some... one of my clients, the receptionist, didn't ask her, and actually she complained about me.
Yeah.
It's really, really important you make sure, but it should say it on the chair, and actually it works much better. See, you have 9 o'clock clients.
Yeah.
Most of the stylists will be finished 9:45, 10:00. See, we have an appropriate on a Saturday 7 to 10 designers in.
Yeah.
Boom, they all go to the reception.
Yeah.
Now space it out.
Yeah.
So all the clients been rebooked.
Yeah.
So we don't need to do the rebookings.
No.
Sometimes we could actually cash up.
Yeah.
You know, on the client chair. It will make much easier for the reception.
Yeah.
It is really take care about the reception.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it much easier for the reception.
Yeah, well, yeah,
we
definitely.
We all care about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the magic moments in the salon. So let's touch on a little bit. So we're building a relationship with a client, and the other little things that we do with our clients is that we have like newsletters to keep them informed of what's going on. I once read in a book called Boom, which was about marketing to baby boomers. And it was all about how women don't buy brands, they join them. So, and that again goes on about the relationship. So it's about keeping clients informed when they're not in the salon as well. So we have newsletters, obviously we've got social media posts, we have websites, our website. So we just want to let them know that we're still around even when they're not sitting in our chair.
I quite really like this. Now, we take quite a lot of photos from the clients.
Yes.
Now, what we're doing now, say we do it for our own salon, we take the stylist takes the clients' photos, but take the clients' photos of their own camera. The clients meet their own camera, and then she can send it to her friends.
Yeah.
This is much better. You know, that if your client really enjoyed it, the haircut looked fantastic, she wants to really tell everybody.
Yeah.
So with the camera of the client, the client will send it to all her family, to all her friends.
Or she might post it up on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, she does. And I think what we really should do, we do a slightly competition run. When the client is at home and she really get a good style, she managed the style really well, she could send it in to us. And we have a competition.
Yeah.
Every week or every month, the best hairstyle with the client.
Yeah.
So, or if the client can't manage it at home, we could really, again, she send it to us and we can correct it.
Yeah. So it's making sure the client knows that they can contact us anytime in between their visits.
This is really important.
Yeah.
And if you cannot manage the style, please contact us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if this fantastic the style, she can do contact it and make a competition, the best haircut or the best home style.
Yeah.
Maybe a free wash and blow dry or do something.
Yeah. So then the end of the client experience for the salon visit
is involvement.
Is involvement, but then hopefully also a recommendation.
Actually, with all websites or with all, you know, TikTok and everything like this, client recommendation is even the most important thing.
You only ever really use the marketing aspects is just to support the relationship.
Supporting the relationship.
It's not there. I mean, like, a client would probably, a friend would probably tell a client about us, and then they would probably go on.
They will look us up. Yeah.
But that should never be, in my opinion, that should never be the sole area that you get clients
from. The main thing is about recommendation.
Yeah.
This only works.
Yeah.
On this, you don't have to discount.
No.
Say, if you do any advertising or any promotion, you maybe always have to discount.
Yeah.
Don't discount.
No.
It's really the quality.
I always think it's a little bit of a grey area if you're advertising like a discount to new clients, but you're not offering something to your existing clients.
I don't think this works.
Yeah.
See, really, you should give the discount to the existing client.
Yeah.
They stayed with you for thick and thin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we're actually going to do this after 4 clients visit, we get the hot day.
Yes, yeah.
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 So this is really, reward for
choosing us as their hairdresser.
Choosing in for a long-term consistency.
Yeah. Any more top tips on retaining clients and the client experience?
Maybe you'd be able to find out from the client some individual dislike and likes.
Of their hair?
Of the hair, or not of them.
Yeah.
Or not of the hair. Again, you're talking about the whole person.
Yeah.
Now, as I say, I haven't got a mobile phone or anything with, I have no computer knowledge at all.
You haven't got anything, have you?
But the computer, a fantastic tool. It's really a fantastic tool. You can, all the clients, what dislike and dislike, you can store on the computer.
Yeah.
And you're going back the preparation. You can be prepared.
Yeah.
And as I say, she would like the Hello magazine.
Yeah.
She would like the Sunday Times. Anything small, but ever so important.
Yeah.
You can store on the computer and you can come back the next client visit. But then it is a preparation.
So it takes us back to the beginning again.
It takes us back to the beginning.
So to be prepared.
Be prepared.
Yeah, totally.
I find it's really quite unprofessional to not be prepared.
Yeah.
You know what? As a lawyer or, you know, we always say we want to be much more professional.
Yeah.
Be more professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, be more professional.
Yeah.
Then we get a much higher standing.
Yeah.
But if you don't behave professional, you won't get a professional standing.
No, no. And the more professional, in a sense, the more professional and caring you are, the higher prices you can charge.
The higher prices we will be charging.
Yeah, because then you've got value, haven't you?
You've got value. You get, as I say, you said, Laura, it's the increase in value.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
So it, you think like this, when the straightener just came out, probably about 10 years ago or 15 years ago,
Brazilian,
20 years ago.
Yeah, Brazilian blow dries.
No, straightener.
Oh, GHD.
GHD, we came out, it's probably about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The haircuts probably 20 years ago probably were about £15, £20.
Well, yeah, probably starting would have been about
£25.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't thought the clients would buy a straightening or a product would cost £150.
Yeah.
This was completely, it was out comprehensional, you know. But the clients bought it.
Yeah.
See, if you have created enough value, enough professionalism, you can charge a really high price.
Yeah.
But if you're not professional and you can't.
No.
So it is actually up to individual designers and stylists how they can charge the price. And it is really just about professionalism, preparedness, and value.
Yeah, and then care.
And care.
Yeah. Just want to add in a very final thing for the magic moment. We talked about when a client leaves the salon, helping them with the coat and opening the door. And it's just like those little touches, isn't it?
This is the little touches again.
Yeah.
This is the little touches again. But it is this, when the client leaves the salon.
Yeah.
See, when you have the photograph taken.
Yeah.
And she can't send it to your, the rest of your family and to her friend. It's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greater excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also make sure you open the door.
And make sure you open the door.
And that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Feel Good Hairdressing Podcast. We really hope you've enjoyed this episode. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a fabulous review on your favourite podcast platform. Your support means the world to us and it helps others discover the joy of great hair days. We would love to connect with you. Visit us at www.feel-goodhairdressing.co.uk or follow us on social media at feel_good_hairdressing. Share your favourite moments, hairstyle wins, or even your burning questions. We really want to hear from you. Remember, the magic doesn't end here. Every day is a chance to embrace your brilliance, and we'll be right here cheering you on. Bye.